Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com, which is a website run by me, the Pete. So wanted to start up real quick with last week's primary results, with Hillary beating out Bernie. Of course, you may recall last week's the Pete Podcast. I mentioned the fact that the MSNBC or NBC News, I guess, and the AP came out and said, yeah, Hillary's going to clinch it. You know, don't bother showing up at the polls, basically. And that was certainly the subtext. And now we'll never know if that was really what caused Hillary to win or not. And that's pretty much what I predicted would happen. We just won't know whether Bernie had a shot at it, you know, but because the AP and NBC News spoiled it. So, yay, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's cool. We're going to get a woman president. But it just, you know, just not a big fan of Hillary myself. So, but yeah, so that's all I wanted to say is that we'll never know, just like how we'll never know if Gore was really supposed to be our president back in 2000. Or not, because we didn't count things right. We didn't follow the rules. And that's happening again now. You know, people are lying and saying things about people. You know, I'm basically talking about Trump now. Although every politician, I think, does it. I actually talk about it in the Ballpoint Adventures this week. On ballpointadventures.com, if you're not familiar with my comic strip, go there and check it out. Yeah, anyway, so everybody lies, and nobody seems to be going after anybody else for lying. I just watched the episode of Vice featuring Snowden and Edward Snowden. Obviously, everybody knows who he is. HBO actually allowed the producer of that show to stream over the internet for free. So you should actually go to Shane Smith, I think is his handle on Twitter. Go there and he's got it. Watch it. It's fascinating and very depressing. In the episode, it's a big mostly an interview with Edward Snowden, but it's also with some other tech people too, and it's really fascinating. But the important thing that I wanted to mention was that Snowden talks about how, I think it was Comey, who used to run the CIA, I think, was asked in a Senate hearing whether or not he had been spying on his congressional overseers. He denied it, and then it turned out it was true. And then when confronted with this, he said it was the most truthful statement he could, or the least untruthful statement he could make at the time, except for the fact that it's still a violation. He was under oath delivering testimony. So when he said it on camera, and yet no one went after him, no one brought him up on charges, and poor Ed Snowden is stuck in Russia. So along those lines, sad, horrible events last weekend. Everybody has heard about the Orlando Pulse gay club shooting. Absolute tragedy. Another situation where there were red flags and people just weren't called on their crap. So this guy, who has a history of domestic abuse, goes to buy guns from a store apparently run by a former NYPD officer. And he's able to kill 49 people in a club, in one sitting, one fell swoop, as it were. His second wife apparently may have known about it, known that it was going to happen, or at least knew that he was preparing for something. I mean, she drove him to the gun store and took him to the club, and apparently he was also a visitor of the club. So it's all very baffling, and people are trying to spin this about religion or Islam, But it really, I think it's more about religion, because when you are, you know, taught that, you know, magic exists, that there's a deity in the sky who's looking out for you, and there's such a thing as good and evil, you know, when you believe in things like that, there it's much easier to say, well, I'm killing evil. This meets my definition of evil, so I'm going to kill it. And yeah, and that's what happens, you know. And I don't believe in good, in pure good or pure evil. I believe in levels of corruption. We're all, you know, at some level corrupted. And I don't mean that in a sinful way. I don't believe in a heaven or a hell, so that's not the issue. The issue is just like, well, how motivated are we by, you know, personal selfish gains? And this guy, you know, wasn't, he probably thought he was doing this for God. He also might have been just crazy, so we don't know. Anyway, but it's an absolute tragedy, and it brings me to my next topic, which is gun control. I am a big constitutionalist. I think it's important that we follow the rules that we set for ourselves. Of course, we've never really been all that good at that, seeing as the Declaration of, it's the Constitution. No, it's the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, founding documents, let's just say that. I'm stupid for not memorizing where this came from, but we all agree that, you know, all men are created equal, which basically the subtext of that, as we understand it today, is that everyone deserves the same rights. And we've kind of never really accepted that, because we defined men or people differently over the centuries that America has been around. So in the early days, when those words were first written, African Americans weren't technically, according to the definition, human or men. So they didn't get the same rights. Of course, we were idiots and totally wrong, obviously. And I say we, like, I was a part of it. I wasn't. It was just but white people. We look at, you know, gun control, or many people look at gun control and think, well, this is a violation of my Second Amendment rights to bear arms. And it's like, well, you know what? The Second Amendment isn't a license to be reckless. The Second Amendment isn't a license to, you know, let anyone get a gun and do horrible things with it. You know, we need to be responsible. I mean, I have been saying this for years, that I think we should all, every single American citizen, if we really want to take our gun rights seriously, we should all be forced to take mandatory gun safety or gun use classes. Should be a part of high school. Not to turn us all into gun-wielding maniacs, but to teach us the reality of guns, that they are dangerous, that they can take a life. And, you know, and it's just, I feel like we just are not being responsible. And I feel like the rabid gun owners who are always whining about, oh, don't take our guns away, are just, you know, by their own actions or inactions, are giving us a reason to do exactly that. And it's like, if you guys can't be responsible with your guns, then why should we protect your right to have them, you know? And, oh, it was just one bad apple. You know, there's a lot of bad apples. And the cost is pretty high when the bad apples are bad, you know? So I've actually changed my tune. I originally was a pro-gun rights person but now I'm just like, no, we can't handle this. We're too immature. So anyway, it has been a pleasure speaking with you this week. I apologize if these 10 minutes flew by too quickly. It is 9 minutes and 32 seconds. So thank you very much for listening. And hopefully next week won't be so depressing. Hearts are positive thoughts and condolences to the victims and their families. And it's just a terrible thing. Thank you very much for listening. This has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast and ThePete.com. Thanks. Let me know what you think. Twitter, etc. You know the drill. This is the Pete signing.